For decades, Algonquin Radio has launched voices that reach far beyond these halls. As the final class takes the mic, we asked, where did radio take you?
Radio's taken me so far. I've gone out and worked in Sudbury. I've done work in Belleville. Now I'm doing work here in Ottawa, but my work with the national team. So like my reach is completely across the country. Some days I do stuff for Western Canada, some days Eastern Canada, some days just right here or even in Pembroke.
Hey, it's Brian West here. I graduated from the radio broadcasting program at Algonquin College in 2003. I currently work for Chorus Entertainment. I do three radio shows daily. The afternoon drive shows at Y108 in Hamilton and FM 96 in London, plus the midday show at Big 101 in Barrie, and I fill in on Q107 and 102.1 The Edge in Toronto when they need me. I'm also a voice actor and am the imaging voice for various radio stations both in Canada and the United States. I've narrated TV shows, I've done national radio and television commercials, and been in a cartoon too.
Chris McCusker, class of 94, and thanks to the radio broadcasting program at Algonquin College, I had stops at CFRA in Ottawa, CFRB in Toronto, and 680 News Radio in Toronto, where I still work today. So thank you, Algonquin College, for a 30-plus year career in broadcasting, and it's a career that I still love today.
My name is Dauda Dumbia, and I graduated in 2020. It took me to having to start my own podcast called Inside These Minds, and having to start a podcast helped me network with other creatives in the city and having to look at Ottawa in a bigger picture, as there's a lot of creativity to it, and it honestly helps me step out of my comfort zone and work with all the tools I got, and I'm forever grateful with that.
Hi, it's Dana Brez. Graduated from the program in 2014, and radio didn't take me very far. It took me to Brockville for a few months and then back to my hometown of Ottawa. I am so lucky to be able to have started my career in the city that I love, in my hometown, and I was able to do that because of the radio program.
I'm Emily Chatwood from the class of 2020. After graduating in the early days of the pandemic, I actually continued a co-op placement doing the morning show on CJET with my dad, John Chatwood. Once that ended, I was hired on by My Broadcasting Corporation doing news on 88.7 MyFM. But I can be heard elsewhere across the province in Kingston, Gananoque, Smiths Falls, and all across Southern Ontario.
Hi, my name's Hannah Toth, and I graduated in 2021, and radio took me to my dream job. I'm currently a producer for TSN 1200, and it's everything and more that I could have asked for.
This is JC Coots. I was a student at Algonquin from September of 2003 until August of 2004. You know, I always wanted to travel across Canada, and radio allowed me to do that. It was so cool to have a career that started in Ottawa, took me to Timmins, then off to Peterborough, then Wingham, from Wingham to the East Coast, to Moncton, New Brunswick, then back to Wingham, then eventually to Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories, followed by Grand Prairie, Alberta, back to Ontario to Sudbury, and then to Owen Sound, and now back to Wingham.
Hey grads, this is Joel Scott. I graduated the program in 1995, and it was just a wonderful 2 years of my life. Where did radio take me? I left Algonquin College for my first full-time gig in Brockville. Then I went back to Ottawa, did sports at CFRA for a little while, and got to work the Memorial Cup the year the 67s won. Then went down to Kingston, spent 3 years in Kingston, and then ended up in Cobourg in 2002 and got to be part of the launch team for Star 93.3 in Cobourg and the flip of CHUC to Classic Rock 107.9. So pretty much got to do every job in the building except sales and ownership, but it was just a wonderful trip for 22 years and the program prepared me for all of it.
Hi, I'm Lana Payne and I'm currently a professor here in the radio broadcasting program at Algonquin College, but I'm also a graduate of the program from 1997. Radio has been a part of my life since that time and I've done so many fun things. I've done promotions, I've been a commercial writer, I've done traffic reports, all sorts of different on-air stuff, even some production. Either way, I've had a lot of fun, and now I'm here teaching in the program, and that's been an entirely new experience for me, but something that I'm really proud of. Radio is my life, and I'm really happy to be a part of it still to this day.
Matt Conisvita here from the class of 2008, and the radio broadcasting program basically shaped my entire life. Started as a 20-year-old back in 2006, a month into my first semester, started my first radio job, and that's been my career ever since. 19-plus years later, still at TSN 1200, and it all started thanks to the radio broadcasting program.
Hi, this is Mike Irvin, Class of 76 from the Algonquin College Radio Program, which afforded me a 43-year career in radio broadcasting, culminating as Regional Production Manager for Rogers Radio in Ottawa.
The radio program, I was lucky enough to get a job at NewCap Radio in the third semester, and I ended up being there for 4 years, but the work ethic I learned from the radio broadcasting program led me to my current position working at a major bank. I don't know if I could have the success that I have there without learning what I learned in the radio program.
I'm Roberto Da Silva, class of 2003. Radio took me from here in Ottawa to Brockville, then to Halifax, Montreal, and back home as well. It also got my foot into the door when it came to voiceover work, television opportunities, and even a little bit of movie work. Even though it's a radio broadcasting program, it's opened up so many other doors.
Simon Payne and I graduated from the radio broadcasting program in 1997, and almost immediately after graduating, I started my career in film and television as a production sound mixer, and I've never looked back. I get to work on some fantastic shows, including The Amazing Race Canada, The Amazing Race, and Survivor, and recently I've been nominated 3 times for Emmy Awards, so the education I received definitely set me on the right path. Learning the basics of audio and applying it to the film and television career was a natural step for me, and I've had 30 amazing years in the film and television industry, and looking forward to many more.
Hi, this is Stu Schwartz, better known as Stuntman Stu. She's Consuelo Bernardi,
also known as Stuntman Stu's wife. So radio, where did it take us? I was lucky enough to stay in Ottawa my entire career. It took me to several radio stations, several brand relaunches.
It took me in the day after graduation. I got hired at 106.9 The Bear, and it took me to another couple of stations around town. I never had to leave Ottawa, but CKDJ and Algonquin College will always have a special place in our hearts.
One small studio to a nation of sound. This is CKDJ, and this is the legacy of Algonquin Radio.